6 things to know about the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Clay. Contents 1. Release date 2. Initial price 3. Colorways 4. Breathable design 5. Adidas Boost Technology 6. It's part of the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Pack. Ever since the German sportswear company, Adidas, kicked off its collaboration with American rapper Kanye West, sneaker lovers across the world have taken pleasure in several high-end Yeezy Boost sneakers. From the very first Yeezy Boost 750 released in 2013, the partnership has birthed to highly coveted designs like the Yeezy Boost 350, Yeezy 950, Yeezy Foam Runner, Yeezy Boost 700, Yeezy 350 Cleat, Yeezy 500, Yeezy Powerhouse Calabasas, and Yeezy Boost 380. In case you missed any of these limited editions, you can watch out for the next release instead, the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Clay. And here's what you need to know about this newest sneaker on the market. Pin 1. Release date. The release date for the Yeezy Boost 350 Volts 2 Mono Clay has been set for Thursday, June 24, 2021. Popular sneaker brands usually set specific release dates for new sneaker models. Won't it feel nice to be the first one in your neighborhood to own a pair of limited release sneakers? Furthermore, extra popular designs with only a few of them manufactured can attract high demand and run out of stock just minutes after the release. A good example is the Yeezy Boost 750, where the 9,000 pairs produced sold out in 10 minutes. So, make sure to mark the release date on your calendar and set a reminder so that you don't miss out. 2. Initial price. The Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Clay will retail for $220. Note that this is only the price that select Yeezy and Adidas brick-and-mortar and online stores will initially display. The aftermarket price is predicted to range between $260 and $1,200, depending on which retailer you shop from and their availability. But after a few years, you might get lucky and buy secondhand versions for less than $220, or even get greater discounts during sales. 3. Colorways. As the name suggests, the colorway for this new Yeezy Boost sneaker is Mono Clay. However, it has a distinctly different hue from the previous Adidas Yeezy Boost 350 Volts 2 Clay. Instead of a muddy, deep earth tone, the Mono Clay is more of bright clay orange. The upper, laces, linings, heel poles, and midsoles are all dyed to this orange hue, though to different intensities so that the design patterns stand out. This is certainly different from all previous colorways. You've come across all white, gray, beluga, black reflective, blue tint, hyperspace, glow in the dark, Antilla, Israfeel, synth, ash tone, Lundmark, ash pearl, and the likes, but not clay orange. This should be a perfect addition to your collection to complement your orange outfits. Pin 4. Breathable design. The Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Clay is a great break from the usual thick knitted design you're probably used to. It features a web cage upper overlaid with a translucent one-piece mesh. This promotes adequate air circulation, allowing your feet to breathe. It's the perfect design for the summer months when it gets considerably hot. You won't have to subject your feet to sweaty conditions, which may cause feet odor and infections. It's no wonder the release date has been timed right for the start of summer. 5. Adidas Boost Technology. Before 2013, the ethylene vinyl acetate, EVA, foam was the industry standard for manufacturing high-performance running shoes. While it worked well, Adidas pushed the performance features even further by introducing the Boost technology. This features a midsole made of expanded thermoplastic polyurethane that gives the wearer some bit of reactionary energy for every step or stride they make. In addition to the energy delivery, the Boost technology makes Yeezy sneakers highly comfortable and suitable for a wide range of temperatures and weather elements like snow, rain, and wind. You'll be pleased to know that the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Clay features this patented and coveted technology. 6. It's part of the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Pack. The Mono Clay will be released alongside three other colorways, namely Mono Mist, a rich brown shade, Mono Cinder, stark blue hues, and Mono Ice, a light blue shade. These have come to be collectively known as the monopack. They're different from previous Yeezy sneakers, which have largely stuck to the formula of a prime knit upper, bulbous boost midsoles, and translucent or colorful side stripes. The monopack essentially replaces the prime knit upper with a translucent mesh upper with a visible inner webbed cage. Other shared features include pull tabs sock liner two stripes across the paneling UV-sensitive materials. Conclusion. Anticipate with bated breath the release of the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Mono Clay. It's going to be thrilling, just like the other releases have been. Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Reddit related posts. Colors that go with burnt orange, colors that go with orange, best underwear for running for men and women, how to wear thigh-high socks. 12 ways.